Canola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Welcome to a Monday afternoon, Monday evening. Kind of getting into the flow here. We appreciate you giving us a ride home. We were really looking for, couldn't get anybody to move out with us. So, hey, thanks for the ride. We do appreciate that. Before we jump in this, I know you were kind of pushed here back into traffic and weather coming up in just a second, but I do want to update you on the FDOT traffic advisory issued today. Drivers will experience lane closures from North Palafox to 17th Avenue, the 10 freeway at Highway 29, and in Santa Rosa County, you can expect delays as maintenance on the Garson Point Bridge continues over there. But and like I said earlier, didn't see it today coming across the bridge. There was no maintenance on that bridge.
A pleasant surprise.
I had no problems with that.
As you said, though, that's a good start to our traffic and weather update here. This report sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance could save you big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com today. Again, that is Progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, let's see what we got. Last hour, we did have an accident reported on Highway 29, causing backups, pushing you back to Muskogee Road. Be on the lookout for that. That wave of congestion has seemingly not gone anywhere. Talking would be nice if I could do it. Let's see. Looking at other spots, though, that were giving us trouble earlier this afternoon, they all appear to be clear at this time. So outside of that spot on 29, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we have dropped to 62 degrees, kind of overcast out there as it has been most of the day. Tonight's low is going to be 45. Tomorrow, high of 62, low of 48.
Here's something to add to your technological arsenal. Pensacola Beach goers can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions. This is well in advance before getting onto the island. You can sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert text. And here it is, PB Flags. That's what you text in there, PB Flags to 888-777. That'll set you up for the for life, actually, not just the surf, for life, as long as they keep that thing going. But that's a great idea. Check out the conditions before you head over there.
All righty. And one of our top stories nationally, three executive orders being discussed to be signed by President Trump today, aiming to reshape the military. One of them reportedly including the reinstatement of service members with back pay for those who were discharged for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. Another banning transgender service members from serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. And the third banning any diversity-related programs in the military.
Okay, let's talk some numbers here this afternoon. Stocks ending mixed after a Chinese competitor in the AI sphere makes a big announcement. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing mixed with the Dow edging higher, but the Nasdaq and S&P 500 tumbled as the surging popularity of a low-cost Chinese artificial intelligence model rattled shares of chipmaker NVIDIA and other companies benefiting from investments into the technology. Chinese startup DeepSeek said its AI service matches the performance of leading models in the U.S. and other countries and is created at a fraction of the cost. Shares of NVIDIA dropping 17% and wiping out over $600 billion in market value. The news about DeepSeek also slamming nuclear stocks like Constellation Energy, the Dow rising 289 points, the Nasdaq dropping 612 and wiping out gains for the year, S&P 500 down 89. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And one of our top stories that we've been tackling all throughout this afternoon is the crackdown on illegal immigration. And it appears to be making an impact in Florida. Federal immigration officials making several arrests in Broward County yesterday. One immigrant from Nicaragua accused of driving with a suspended license, illegally carrying a weapon, discharging a firearm in public, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. You name it, he did it. And apparently a Jamaican man also facing gun and drug charges.
Okay, Karen Curtis all over this trending story as ICE officials trying to meet daily arrest quotas in South Florida.
Federal immigration officials are directing ICE field offices to make 75 arrests per day. And U.S. Immigration Law Council Managing Director Alexia Jones says migrants can even be detained if they are in the process of becoming a citizen.
The truth is, it's not a matter of is that law or not. As you can see with the temperature and what's going on, there is no reason on file that people are being picked up. Some of it is random.
Undocumented migrants who are rounded up in South Florida are advised to call a family member, friend, employer, or lawyer. You have the right to one free local call. Karen Curtis, Miami.
All right. And speaking of Miami, a new study at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine could lead to a breakthrough for paralysis patients. The Miami Project to Cure Paralysis and the Department of Neurological Surgery have been selected to become the second U.S.-based site for Neuralink's PRIME study. The precise, robotically implanted brain-computer interface aims to enable paralyzed patients to use their own thoughts to control external devices. The device assists patients who otherwise have limited or no use or of both hands due to a spinal cord injury or ALS.
Okay, 619. News Radio 92.3. I know if you're a realtor that has your specific goods are condos, you have a little bit of problems here selling those units here. An industry group, Florida Realtors, last week released a report that showed the statewide median sales price for single-family existing homes. This was in December. The numbers in December was about $415,000. The most expensive were located in Naples, that's Marco Island area, $837,000. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, $640,000. Now the least expensive in Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, Destin, $389,000. And Pensacola came in at $329,000. Hey, today marks International Holocaust Remembrance Day, honoring the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust.
We are living in a world of rising anti-Semitism, and if we cannot remember the lessons from the past, then we are doomed to have them happen again.
Okay, today also marks the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz.
Veterans Affairs says nearly 60 employees whose sole job was related to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are now on paid leave. According to a VA spokesperson, those employees' combined salary and benefits totaled more than $8 million, and the VA has identified several contracts for DEI-related training, materials, and other services costing more than $6.1 million. The VA says it is working to cancel those contracts. The Trump administration is working to cancel DEI-related programs from the government, while some Democrats have argued they're necessary for promoting diversity and providing more opportunities to minority groups. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right. A lot going on with that cause, let me tell you. DEI getting a lot of exposure
slack
from both sides of the fence now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Got the Republicans, Democrats going at. Not a bad afternoon. 622 News Radio 92.3, informative, local. I'm giving that pause. Dependable.
Oh, yeah, pausing for suspense there, huh?
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. Call 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Jimmy Patronis failed us, presiding over what Trump called the worst insurance crisis in the country, while his PAC accepted millions from the insurance industry.
Patronis's campaign is even being funded by the liberal anti-Trump group Americans for Prosperity.
Like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm the only candidate with the outsider experience to make it happen.
I'm Gene Valentino, and I approve this message.
Republican for Congress, District 1.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theatre March 17th. Get your tickets now.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Don't forget about Double Bridge Run coming up this Saturday. Runners, of course, traverse 2 bridges across Pensacola Bay in the Santa Rosa Sound from downtown Pensacola through Gulf Breeze onto Pensacola Beach. Now, the 5K will feature both runners and walkers from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola Beach. Always a great event. Go to the in line. Don't do it to start line. They start over at Maritime. But don't do that. Go ahead and go across the bridge because that's where the partying is, on that side of the bridge. Yeah, you go across 2 bridges, but that's okay. You'll like the party, I guarantee you. 627 News Radio 92.3. Vice President J.D. Vance had a message on Sunday for Catholic Church leaders openly concerned about immigration enforcement by the Trump-Vance administration. Cornell Scott has more.
Vice President Vance on CBS Face the Nation said when it came to Catholic bishops saying they were concerned about immigration enforcement allowing entry into churches and schools.
I was actually heartbroken by that statement.
The vice president, a Catholic himself, questioned their stance, saying they should, quote, look in the mirror.
When they receive over $100 million to help resettle illegal immigrants, are they worried about humanitarian concerns or are they actually worried about their bottom line?
Vance said immigration orders the president signed allows enforcement everywhere. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
All righty, just a few minutes past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, I can seemingly keep it pretty brief. Highway 29 near Muskogee Road do have some congestion in that area still from an accident report we had earlier this evening. As for the weather, we're sitting at 62 degrees still, low of 45 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 62, low of 48.
Okay, so you're thinking about buying or selling that home, are you? Well, mortgage rates a bit lower today. For the past couple of days, they've been trending a little bit higher, but not much to talk about. In the same way in this direction, home buyers, home sellers, if you're watching the mortgage numbers, here they come. Mortgage News Daily, average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, now 7.11%. I believe on Thursday it was 7.12. So it's down just a little bit. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.51%. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. I like this guy. is bolstering his state's southern border crossings with what else? More soldiers.
Governor Abbott has sent 400 soldiers from bases in Fort Worth and Houston to join the National Guard and the Border Patrol along the boundary with Mexico. Many of these soldiers comprise the Texas Tactical Border Force, created in 2023 as part of the governor's plan for Texas to secure its own border. According to a governor's office statement, the task force has arrested more than 50,000 criminals and seized fentanyl doses in the hundreds of millions. Governor Abbott thanked the Trump administration for its ongoing efforts in tandem with Texas to secure the southern border. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Yeah, keeping with that theme, the Trump administration showcasing what it calls the worst criminals taken into custody as part of immigration raids. The White House X-Thread reads that under President Trump's leadership, ICE agents are working tirelessly to protect our communities. ICE reported more than 950 people were arrested nationwide just yesterday alone.
Okay, let me bring the spotlight here and bring it local. City of Pensacola has begun to tally the cost of last week's winter storm. Now estimated, get this one, Austin, to be between $500,000 and $600,000. A final breakdown is expected to take a couple of weeks to calculate all the numbers. All City of Pensacola sites and services have resumed to normal operations today. So once again, Pensacola paying a pretty hefty price for that snowstorm we had just a couple of days ago.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Colombian President Gustavo Petro has agreed to take deportation flights from the U.S. after President Trump threatened tariffs and sanctions. Trump, speaking today at a meeting of House Republicans in Florida, says Petro rejected two repatriation flights, claiming the illegal immigrants weren't being treated with dignity.
He said, "This is no way to treat people." Now, you understand, these are murderers, drug lords, gang members, just the toughest people you've ever met or seen.
Critics say if tariffs were imposed, Americans would pay higher prices. The Senate voted to confirm hedge fund manager Scott Bessent as Treasury Secretary today.
The yeas are 68, the nays are 29. The confirmation is confirmed.
Bessent has said he supports extending President Trump's tax cuts and imposing more tariffs on China. He's also the first openly gay person to serve in that role. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Perplexity AI has revised the merger proposal it submitted to TikTok parent ByteDance. The proposal, which would create a new entity combining Perplexity and TikTok US, would now also allow for the government to own up to 50% of the new company upon its future IPO. Meanwhile, stocks were mixed today over concerns about the artificial intelligence bubble popping due to the emergence of Chinese startup DeepSeek. That company reportedly dealing with a large-scale cyber attack today. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 289, the S&P 500 dropped 88 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by more than 610. Mel Gibson's Flight Risk opened in the number one spot at the North American box office over the weekend, earning $12 million. Disney's Mufasa came in second place, growing its domestic total to $221 million. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. And TGL, presented by SoFi, returns to action tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The Jupiter Links Golf Club is 0-1, but features 15-time major champion Tiger Woods, plus Kevin Kisner and Tom Kim. And they'll go up against the Boston Common Golf Club, and making their TGL debut for this squad will be Rory McIlroy, Keegan Bradley, and Adam Scott. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle, ultra-fine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida's chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January the 28th. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Today we talked a lot about Trump's speech in Davos, several of the things he said, particularly about wanting to achieve denuclearization between Russia, China, and the United States. Very interesting. Tappy Villain, the Santa Rosa Supervisor of Elections, joined us to explain what's going to happen on April 1st, and we have both a congressional and a state house election going on. And did Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson make snowmen or get in snowball fights last week? Find out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Pass the hairspray.
Yeah, that's
Big Hair Monday.
I think that's one of their relatively lesser known songs, Boston. I've been on a Boston kick, man.
Yeah. Okay. I like Boston. I did like Boston until you ran in the ground this week.
Yeah, until I played a song every day for 6 days straight. Yeah.
I used to love that band. 637 News Radio 92.3. Kansas City, the Chiefs all the way. Just 1 week went away from the NFL. A record third straight Super Bowl title. They beat the Buffalo Bills at home 32-29 in Sunday's AFC title game to advance to the big show.
The Blue Red Sox!
Can Mahomes do it? Got the P-Ryan. P-Ryan makes the move around Bernard, and that will clinch it.
Yeah.
You don't sound so happy about that.
America isn't happy about that. Unless
Unless
they're in Kansas City,
show
Missouri.
Me your sample base. Come on, give it to me.
Social media, look around. Unless they
That's
are
what
in
I'm
Kansas
saying.
City,
show me the sample
people
base.
Don't give a hoot about that. I will say, man, it has to ache being a Bills fan. It's got to be terrible. Captain Chris over on the countryside, he's a Bills fan.
I know he is, but you know, let me just say,
I admire him for coming into work.
Nobody said it. It's terrible to feel like a Saints fan this year.
But, I mean, that is true.
Oh, it hurts.
I think, but
I'm used to it.
The thing is, the Saints, and this is not a knock on them, it's just the truth, they haven't been a contender in years.
2009.
Right. It's the same thing with the Steelers. We haven't been a contender in years. We have one AFC title game in the last over a decade's worth of times.
Right.
Like, I think since we made Super Bowl 45, we've made one AFC title game appearance. For those who are not aware, Super Bowl 59 is in 2 weeks, so you do the math. The thing is, when you're a Bills fan and you've gotten so close, and you always match up against one of the top teams, and you fall just short, just short, just short.
Ooh, like, it hurts.
Yeah, it's just salt on the wound.
It just hurts.
It's terrible.
It hurts. I felt for Buffalo's fans. Because, as you know, I was pulling for Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I was pulling for Washington and Buffalo.
Yes.
The way I played it. Don't ever follow me into a line at a grocery store either, because I always pick the long line. For some reason, it always messes up on me. But in this case, I felt so sorry for those Buffalo Bills fans.
Yeah, it is. It's very upsetting. And of course, we had the Eagles beating the Commanders. And that was another story that you just really wanted to see do well.
The game got away from Washington. That's all that happened.
Yeah, I mean, because they were such a great underdog story. Just went 4-13. First-year head coach, rookie QB, you name it. And yeah, they had been competitive against the Eagles, I think, both times they had faced. They split their regular season meetings. And as you said, to see the game just get away from them so severely, it was a bummer.
Yeah, I watched it unravel. And when you see games like that, you can almost feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is not good. It's going the wrong way. Don't think we're going to get a win out of this one.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. You feel like, okay, we're starting to get into a hole here when you go down by a couple of possessions. And then, when that turned into, what was it, 25 points, and then that turned into 32, it's like, oh, my gosh,
it's
just
over.
Make it end.
It's like Dandy Dan used to do with Monday Night Football. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Yeah. Oh, it was over, all right.
That's pretty much it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of parties going wrong, we mentioned this in the 4 o'clock hour. University of South Carolina suspending their DJ after an incident following Friday's women's basketball game. His name is DJ T.O. Played a song by the late rapper Camouflage, and that was after the Gamecocks beat the LSU Tigers. Now, that's significant, because Camouflage is a rapper who died in 2003, and he's the father of one of LSU star players, Flauje Johnson. I hope I'm saying that right. In a post on X, Johnson said, "Hey, listen, I'll take my L on the chin, but this is just nasty behavior. There's nothing funny about this." Yesterday, South Carolina announced that DJ T.O. will be suspended for the February 2nd home game and will also be meeting with Johnson to discuss what happened.
Okay, tell me about the Napier story.
Interestingly enough.
Tell me about the Napier. Everybody wants to know the Napier story.
Yeah, a little bit after noon, I think the post said from Milton Quality Bakery, said that it was about 5 hours ago. Well, so I'm looking at it being around anywhere from 12 to 2 in the afternoon. Billy Napier, head coach of the Florida Gators football team, stopped by the Milton Bakery, and they snapped a photo of
him. I loved it.
Yeah, if you want to see that photo, by the way, you can go to our sister station's Facebook ESPN Pensacola. You can go to our Facebook account on our sister station.
Rightly so. Nice place to put that.
Yeah. It's local and it's sports related. How about that? But yeah, you can go to that and see it. And I was like, is that really Billy? And then I looked and I'm like,
what did he buy?
I don't know, but he had a whole box. It wasn't like he just walked out with a donut. He had a box
so
of stuff.
So he was going to probably bribe somebody, one of the recruits or something. Hey, by the way, I bought you some donuts over here. Yeah. Is that against recruiting laws? Donuts along?
If millions of dollars isn't against the law, I can't imagine a box of donuts is either.
Okay, listen, Coke's doing something very cool, because I like those orange and creamy ice cream bars.
Mm-hmm,
You know what I'm talking about?
Like creamsicles, yeah.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Coca-Cola is making a nostalgic new flavor. It's really not a new flavor. You're going to like this.
A year after the launch of the short-lived Coca-Cola Spiced, Coke is adding another new flavor to its lineup, Coca-Cola Orange Cream, which is slated to go on sale February the 10th in the U.S. and Canada. The soda infuses cola with orange and vanilla flavors and will be sold in regular and zero-sugar varieties. The company said that it developed the product due to growing consumer demand for the comforting, nostalgic flavor. Orange Cream, first introduced with the Creamsicle Ice Cream Bar in 1937, has enjoyed a recent renaissance. However, Coke's newest flavor won't be a permanent fixture on its lineup and will be sold at least through the first quarter of 2026. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Yeah, that's a very refreshing thing. I mean, I tried the Coke Spice. Did you ever try it?
I didn't.
I think I did. I don't think I cared for it too much. I think I would like this more.
I'm very limited in the like the soft drinks. I don't consume. Boy, the soft drink company's not going to hear this, but I don't consume many soft drinks any longer.
I had like five Pepsi Zeros.
I use Pellegrino water. I like Pellegrino. So instead of buying the sugar stuff, laden stuff, I went for the water.
Meanwhile,
which I'm doing perfectly great with. I think no problem.
I think my kidneys are stewing in aspartame with how much diet soda I drink. So
I don't go in that direction.
I'll be the little devil on one shoulder. Chris can be the angel on the other.
Well,
you can think for yourself.
Hey, have you been watching any of Fox coverage of like the LA fires?
On and off. Yes.
You know who they've had on it as a special guest? Mel Gibson.
I was about to say, I saw him on there at one point. Yeah,
he's been on there a lot, and very, very colorful remarks he makes about the situation. He was a resident of the Palisades. So another box office hit for old Mel. This time, it's called Flight Risk, and Kathleen Maloney has the details in Fox on Film.
Tom Homan was on the
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Mel Gibson's Flight Risk took off to become number one at the box office this weekend, pulling in $12 million during its debut.
You ever see a face turn this color before?
Huh?
I'm gonna tear you apart. Y'all need a pilot?
This is the first time Gibson has directed a movie since 2016's Hacksaw Ridge. Mufasa the Lion King, not ready yet to retreat entirely into the jungle, earning $8.7 million, which was good enough for the number two spot in its sixth week in theaters.
Long before they became legends, Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers.
The movie has now grossed $221 million domestically. And at number three, One of Them Days in its second week, taking in $8 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
As they always say, better late than never, right?
just past 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We did have some issues on Highway 29 because of an accident that was reported earlier this evening, but a lot of that congestion has seemingly cleared out. Given a quick scan of the rest of our map here, it doesn't look like there's too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 62 degrees, low of 45 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 62, low of 48.
6:47, News Radio 92.3. If you head up there and head, you mentioned 29. If you head north on 29, keep on going a little bit north there. When you get to Molino, changes come into that territory. Ownership changes, I should say, have come to the iconic eatery in Molino, Jimmy's Grill, and their food is absolutely amazing. They're going to have new owners as of Saturday. Longtime owners Jimmy and Gloria Carter passed the torch to the Gardner family. Very tight-knit community up there. Jimmy's is a staple, and the Carters will be missed up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was, we had just gotten a text a few minutes ago that I wanted to touch on. And this is something I've actually never thought about. Chris, I don't know if you and I have discussed it, but one of my hidden talents is I can name just about every Super Bowl matchup and who won it in order. And I can do similar with the presidents. Well, anyway, that's just some stuff that we've visited on Pensacola right now in my time here. But we had a texter drop in with something that I've never even thought about. They said, I wanted the Bills to win, talking about winning the AFC title and going to the Super Bowl. And it says their four losses were to the NFC East. A loss to the Eagles would complete every team in the division in the Super Bowl. That's true. They lost to the Giants. Then they lost to Washington, who was in the Redskins. Then they lost to the Cowboys back-to-back. And if they were to lose to the Eagles, every NFC East team will have beaten them in a Super Bowl before they even got one win.
I love our texters.
Yeah.
I would have never gone in that direction. Never thought about it.
I love fun facts like that. It's great.
But, hey, thanks for texting in that stuff. There was another texter that was making fun of us about something we said last hour.
Someone was mean to us earlier.
No, it wasn't, but it was a very interesting text. I forget what it was, but you were pointing that out to me just a little bit ago.
Yeah, I'll try to pull it up.
Okay, anyway, immigration agents conducting an operation in Chicago on Sunday. Remember the mayor and all of the governor? They all said, you're not coming in here. You're not coming into Chicago. There's no way. Matt Finn has a report for you.
Tom Homan was on the ground, and a DHS official tells me that the next stop is going to be New York City. And Tom Homan tells Fox News that yesterday's sting removed multiple national security threats from the streets here in Chicago. That includes aggravated sex offenders, child predators, convicted murderers, members of the TDA gang, and a few collateral arrests. Homan praised the sweeping multi-agency immigration operation, FBI, DEA, ATF, ICE, all involved. Also on the ground here was top DOJ official, acting Deputy U.S. Attorney General Emil Bove.
All righty, 6:49 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you.
It's a mess.
Or, excuse me, not roads and weather. What am I talking about? 6:49 here. I'm a mess, too, apparently.
Oh, no, no, you're off. You're fine.
We will get another quick check of the stock numbers. Every time this hour, we like to give you another reminder. Wall Street closing mostly lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 289 points to 44,713. S&P 500 lost 89 points to 60,012. And the NASDAQ fell 612 points to 19,341.
There's a scam out there you need to know about, especially if you happen to use the SunPass system here in the state of Florida. The SunPass scam is continuing this afternoon. Here's the way it's laid out. Please listen if you have to use the system. If you receive a text message claiming you need to make an urgent payment to SunPass, do not believe it. Do not jump down that rabbit hole. I'm telling you, according to USF officials, the process is called smishing. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, because Ashley Moody's talked a lot about it.
Yep. It's a combination of short messaging and phishing. If you answer the call or text, here's where it is, scammers know your number. And they know you're live, and they know you will continue to pick up that phone, and they will contact you. If you see a text, anything like that, do not respond. Just hit the delete button. Put it in the nice trash can. And go about your business.
Another thing we'd like to remind you of is today's the day the IRS will start accepting and processing 2024 income tax returns. The official deadline to file your taxes is still April 15th. The agency did note, of course, individuals and businesses affected by the wildfires in Southern California now have until October 15th to file theirs. 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, new home sales rose more than expected in December. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
The Republican primary election to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz happens on Tuesday, January 28th. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who's been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle these predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merck for Congress.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get a Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'll find a little queen and I know I can treat her right. What's your name? Little girl.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Little Leonard Skinner. Oi. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Monday afternoon. We do appreciate you having us on today. Talking about Billy Napier being in Milton today and doing a little bit of business with a local bakery over there. Made me think about the University of Florida because one of their very own, the basketball coach, head basketball coach for the Gators, a four-month investigation into him has now been closed. And Jared Max has the latest information for us.
University of Florida Gators men's basketball coach Todd Golden has been cleared in a Title IX investigation into allegations of sexual exploitation, sexual harassment, and stalking. Title IX is meant to protect students from discrimination, including sexual harassment. The university released a statement Monday, which in part reads, "After a thorough investigation that included dozens of interviews over the past months, the University of Florida has found no evidence that Todd Golden violated Title IX. The Title IX office has closed its investigation." The Gators basketball team is off to its best start to any season in 11 years. Florida won 18 of its first 20 games and is ranked fifth in the Associated Press poll. Coach Todd Golden won't be back on the sidelines until next Saturday, the Gators' next game at Tennessee, currently ranked sixth in the nation. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not seeing too many backups. That's typically how it is this time every evening. Thank you for being safe out there. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 45. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 62, low of 48.
Okay, the basketball coach for the University of Florida is not the only one with a, I guess you could call it, a new lease on life or a new job, something like that.
Mm. Do he, tell.
Yeah, that's right. Do tell is right. But anyway, I'm glad they both came out of this. Okay. I'm saying?
No. I agree. I see what you're saying. All right. Mentioned this before the break. New home sales rose more than expected back in December. Government figures show that sales of new single-family houses rose 3.6% to an annual rate of 698,000 units last month. The sales pace for November was revised slightly higher. For the year, new home sales were up 2.5% in 2024.
Okay, he wasn't the only guy to get a new job, or the job. This is where I was going with this.
You had lost your train of thought?
I lost my paper.
Oh, I was wondering, why did he say that?
Because I was assembling all of my scripts, and I put the scripts over here where it should have been over here.
Ah.
And I wanted to get this point across.
That old mistake.
Could happen to anybody.
Happens to the best of us.
That's right. Husband of former Vice President Kamala Harris has a brand new job. What is it? Lillian Wu has an explanation for us.
Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, is returning to private legal practice after his wife's failed White House bid, joining corporate law firm Wilkie, Farr & Gallagher. Emhoff, who's represented entertainment companies and others, is joining as a partner. Emhoff served as a litigator and trial lawyer for years before he and Harris went to Washington. Wilkie has about 1,200 lawyers around the world. The firm says Emhoff will advise companies and boards facing business crises, sensitive investigations and lawsuits, including matters with significant reputational concerns. Emhoff saying in a statement he couldn't be more thrilled to join this talented and collaborative team. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
We wish him the very best in life.
Absolutely. And speaking of people of note, Blake Shelton will host the 100th anniversary special of the Grand Ole Opry. It airs live on NBC on March 19th. Opry members including Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood, Garth Brooks, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs, Reba McEntire, and more will perform at the historic venue in Nashville. Shelton said, "The Grand Ole Opry has been connecting the country music family for 100 years, and I'm so proud to be part of this historic celebration."
Is this going to be at the Ryman? How can it be historic if it's not at the Ryman?
Yeah, the Grand Ole Opry, it just says...
At the Ryman.
That's the thing. It says at the historic venue in Nashville.
Did they move that show? WSM Radio did the show for ever since the show was on. I mean, just for 100 years or whatever. Did they move it from the Ryman out to, some Park or something, Dollywood or something like that?
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
All right. Very interesting, though. I loved the Ryman. I think I mentioned this to you. I like older country music, traditional country.
Fair.
And some of the great artists. If you could listen to like Hank Williams Sr., and you listen to his music back in the 40s and 50s when he was doing it, how totally different from the country and Western sound that was going on around him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rebel. Now,
trailblazer.
If you think Bo Cephas, his son's a rebel, Hank Sr. was a real rebel. But boy, what an artist he was.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty, you're listening to Pensacola right now. Let's see. Wanted to give you one last sign-off here. I'll give you this one very quickly. Selena Gomez, upset about the children of illegal immigrants on X. Former Disney star said she'll try somehow to be there for immigrants who fear federal agents may soon raid their communities looking for immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally.
And the question is, and I say it once again, where has she been to help these people out before this time?
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.